Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Skinny Cow was low fat. Breyers launched Carb Smart in the 2000s. Carb Smart was low carb, and Halo Top is attempting to do both.
The detectives went directly from the shelter to Ashley's house, also in Southeast DC.
They came to my door. They had their guns drawn. They asked me, did they have permission to search because Relisha was missing, and I gave them permission to come in to look around and basically to feel free to see that she was not at my home.
And then something changed my life. I saw a completely new way of being. I discovered Selena.
De costa a costa, de frontera a frontera.
On the way today, we continue our Best of the Year series with our second episode featuring Maintenance Phase, Through the Cracks, and Anything for Selena. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. We continue from last week with our look at the best podcasts of 2021 and our first featured sample this week, Maintenance Phase. With a vigorous research-based approach, host Aubrey Gordon and Michael Hobbs dig deep to uncover the crazy that's behind a broad range of acceptable or popular fads, like the importance of body mass index or faulty reasons why we sleep in Matthew Walker's popular book from a few years ago. The duo debunks the junk science, wellness scams, and nonsensical nutrition advice. Give the show a test run with this sample clip from a recent episode of Maintenance Phase covering the Halo Top ice cream. Seeming like a godsend for the health-conscious sweet tooth, Halo Top emerged recently as an almost impossibly low-calorie ice cream alternative. But is it too good to be true? Maintenance Phase is on the case.
But it was, in 2017, not only the most popular ice cream in the U.S., but popular packaged food in the U.S.
What?
Uh-huh.
No way.
So here's how Halo Top describes itself. This is from their website. Halo Top is a light ice cream that actually tastes like ice cream, which sounds silly, but when Halo Top first found its way into grocery store freezers, boasting fewer calories, less sugar, and higher protein than traditional ice cream, it became the first of its kind and created an entirely new category in ice cream. But we'll back up a second. Why did we want to make a light ice cream that tastes like ice cream? Well, it's pretty simple. We like ice cream so much that we wanted to eat it more. So we created delicious, creamy, light ice cream that's 280 to 380 calories per pint so we could do just that.
Oh, we're doing snack wells again.
This is like the next bullet in my notes is just like, it's the 2010s answer to snack wells.
Right.
I would also say they're saying that they created something totally new in a light ice cream. Light ice cream is absolutely not anything totally new. Skinny Cow was a big deal in the 90s. It was sort of a low-fat ice cream, low-fat, low-calorie.
And a staple of the Hobbs household.
Oh.
Because as I mentioned, my mom was a constant dieter, so all I ever ate growing up was low-fat and no-fat ice cream.
Totally. Same in the Gordon household.
It was not good. It was only as an adult that I was like, oh, ice cream's actually like rich and creamy and nice.
So Skinny Cow was low-fat. Breyers launched Carb Smart in the 2000s. Carb Smart was low carb, and Halo Top is attempting to do both.
Oh, okay.
It really plays into this sort of deep desire and this refrain that we hear a lot about dieting, certainly in the US and certainly in the like 90s and 2000s, which is eat whatever you want and stay thin.
So what is the origin of this weird brand?
So Halo Top was founded in 2012 by two attorneys, actually, Justin Wolverton and Doug Boughton, or Booten, I'm not sure how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Wolverton, who is the guy who came up with the recipe, he was sort of miserable practicing law. He spent a lot of time sort of like looking for joy elsewhere. He tried stand-up comedy. He spent a lot of time writing like spec scripts. He wrote a spec script for the League.
What?
There's just a lot of like straight dude-ness.
This is becoming like the first 25 minutes of The Joker. Where is the story going, Aubrey?
One of our best podcasts of 2021. That's Maintenance Phase with Aubrey Gordon and Michael Hobbs. And available from WVXU.org. Just select the Start Here collections from the podcast menu. We're reviewing the best podcasts of 2021 on this episode of Start Here, and one overlooked but incredibly powerful podcast is the story of the disappearance of Relisha Rudd, an 8-year-old black girl who vanished from a D.C. homeless shelter in 2014. It's called Through the Cracks, and it features journalist investigator Jonquilyn Hill's masterful work into the social services breakdown that resulted in a child disappearing. The big picture of the podcast shines light on a gaping hole in our society, but its focus on this innocent young girl creates one of the most compelling and engaging versions of a true crime podcast ever created. Check out this clip from the first episode of Through the Cracks, Relisha Goes Missing, as her family desperately reaches out for help on answers following their daughter's disappearance. They're met with only silence for nearly 3 whole weeks.
I'm standing outside the shelter. I go to the bus, light my cigarette. The director come to me and say, you need to come upstairs with me right now. You put that cigarette out. So I'm like, what you talking to like that? I'm still smoking my cigarette. She's like, no, Mr. Wheeler, you need to, come on, please. Put the cigarette out. I'm like, okay. Thought she was being disrespectful. So I'm like, okay.
Antonio was annoyed. But then he heard the urgency in the director's voice.
She just asked me, you really need to come upstairs because Miss Young is not cooperating with the police. They saying they don't know where Relisha is. So I looked at her, she looked at me. So I'm like, what you mean?
Miss Young is, of course, Relisha's mom, Shamika. She was already in the conference room along with a few detectives, but she wasn't cooperating.
And the detective told me to ask Shamika what's going on. So I'm, Shamika, what's going on? She just sitting there with her hand on her. Shamika, what's going on? So Shamika never tells him. So the detective said, Mr. Wheeler, you know where your daughter is? Yeah, she at Ashley's house. He said, are you sure? I'm like, y'all stop playing with me. She's at Ashley's house, you know? So they're like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah. Why, what's up? I'm like, well, we got word that she's missing. Whoa, wait a minute. Shamika, what they talking about? I don't know what they talking about. They lying. These whole FBI agents and detectives. So I asked, can y'all please send somebody over to Ashley's house?
When the weekends came and they was in the shelter, my niece and my nephews, all of them, was at my home. They call my home Baby Boo Camp.
Ashley is Shamika's younger sister, Relisha's aunt. The detectives went directly from the shelter to Ashley's house, also in Southeast D.C.
They came to my door. They had their guns drawn. They asked me did they have permission to search because Relisha was missing, and I gave them permission to come in to look around and basically to feel free to see that she was not at my home.
And she wasn't. Relisha was not at Ashley's house.
From that moment, that's when I found out that she was missing. I didn't even know that she was gone.
Ashley hadn't seen Relisha either. For about 18 days.
A sample of the powerful podcast and one of the year's best. Through the Cracks. Available now from the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/start here. Our sixth and final best podcast of 2021 debuted way back in the beginning of the year, but it's worth revisiting. You could theoretically call Anything for Selena part documentary and part memoir, but even that description doesn't adequately capture the scope of this deeply personal project. On paper, the 9-part series follows WBUR's managing editor, Maria Garcia, as she revisits and unpacks the legacy of Selena Quintanilla Perez, the late Tejano music legend, better known to her fans simply as Selena. But as a Tejano woman herself whose identity was meaningly formed by Selena's presence in the public eye, Garcia is as much a subject of this podcast as the icon being considered. She stands as evidence of Selena's impact, carrying forth the singer's legacy by claiming back her narrative in bold, powerful ways. Check out this sample clip from the debut episode of Anything for Selena titled Selena and Me. In the episode, Maria lays out her connection to the Mexican-American singer, in whom she found a sense of belonging as a child growing up in the U.S.-Mexico border.
And I felt a rejection, a stigma in both countries. I toggled between Mary and Maria, switching at either side of the border. In both places, it felt like the other half of me was missing. Like these two parts of myself were divorced from each other. A gash inside of me separating them. The border defined me and divided me. And then something changed my life. I saw a completely new way of being. I discovered Selena.
De costa a costa, de frontera a frontera, conquistando el mercado en toda la Unión Americana y la República Mexicana. Con ustedes, desde la ciudad de Corpus Christi, Selena y los Dinos.
I know I had heard her music before and been vaguely aware of her, but I specifically remember the first time I really saw Selena on TV. I must have been about 7. She had this cascade of black hair, red lips, brown skin. She sang like she felt every single word of her songs, like the music was emanating from her body. People just loved her. I loved her.
One of the best podcasts of 2021, That's Anything for Selena, available from the podcast menu at WVXU.org. Just choose the Start Here podcast collections. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.